Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency here in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder to submit loan requests for financing early. The farm loan team in Cass County is and have been working on operating loans for the spring of 2018. It's important that potential borrowers submit their requests early so they can be timely processed. The farm loan team can help determine which loan programs are best for the applicants. FSAR offers a wide range of low-interest loans that can meet the financial needs of any farm operation for just about any purpose. The traditional farm operating and farm ownership loans can help large and small farm operations take advantage of our early purchasing discounts for spring inputs, as well as expenses throughout the year. Microloans are a simple loan program that will provide up to $50,000 to eligible applicants. These loans, targeted for smaller operations and non-traditional operations, can be used for operating expenses, starting a new agricultural enterprise, purchasing equipment, and other needs associated with the farming operation. The staff at the Cass County FSA office can provide more details on farm operation and microloans and provide loan applications. Loans to beginning farmers and members of underserved groups are also a priority. Another type of loans available from FSA are marketing assistance loans, which allow producers to use eligible commodities as loan collateral and obtain a 9-month loan while the crop is in storage. These loans provide cash flow for the producer and allow them to market the crop when prices may be more advantageous. The last date to apply for a marketing assistance loan on your 2017 crop is May 31st of this year. The final date for FSA loans, the final type of FSA loans are farm storage facility loans, which can be used to build permanent structures used to store eligible commodities or for storage and handling trucks or portable or permanent handling equipment. A variety of structures are eligible under this loan, including bunker silos, grain bins, hay storage structures, and refrigerated structures for vegetables and fruit. A producer may borrow up to $500,000 per facility loan. Call or stop by the Cass County FSA office if you have any questions about any of the loans available through FSA. Next, don't forget to update your records. FSA annually cleans up their producer record database. If you have any unreported changes or addresses, or zip code, or an incorrect name or business name on file, those changes need to be reported to your local FSA office. Changes in your farm operation, like the addition of a farm by lease or purchase, or changing ownership of land from an individual to something different, like a trust or corporation, need to be reported to your local office as well. To avoid uninterrupted service or any delays in your program payments, producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are reminded to timely report any changes in their farm operation as soon as possible after the changes are made. If you have any updates or corrections that do need to be made, please contact your local county FSA office. Now, a few notes about farm reconstitutions. When changes in farm ownership or operation take place, a farm reconstitution may be necessary. The reconstitution is a process of combining or dividing farms or tracts of land based on the farming operations. Producers need to remember that to be effective for the current year, reconstitutions must be requested by August 1st for farms enrolled in specific programs. There's four different methods used in completing a farm reconstitution, and each method has specific instances when it's able to be used in a farm or tract division or combination. Reconstitutions must be requested by August 1st of the fiscal year for farms subject to the ARC or PLC farm programs. And next, CRP mid-contract management and CRP maintenance requirements. Producers enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, are reminded they need to follow the terms and provisions of the CRP contract for the entire length of that contract. Producers need to remember that unless your CRP contract includes a tree practice, that CRP field needs to remain free of all trees throughout the contract period. Producers are also reminded to watch the borders of their CRP. As you or your tenant continue the spring tillage and planting, be certain not to encroach on the CRP boundaries when you plant your row crops. Proper borders and field covers need to be adequately maintained if a producer wishes to continue to receive annual payments on all enrolled CRP practices. Additionally, producers with new CRP contracts, which began October 1st of last year, must certify to contract compliance using the FSA 578 report of acreage before an annual CRP rental payment can be issued. The deadline for that certification is July 15th of this year. CRP mid-contract management is a requirement for all CRP contracts. All producers with scheduled mid-contract management practices receive a cost share packet from FSA. Producers are reminded to complete mid-contract management activities as defined in the conservation plan. Please make necessary arrangements to get your mid-contract management completed before May 14th, so you have a couple weeks left. Absolutely no mid-contract management activities are to be completed during the primary nesting season, which runs from the 15th of May through the 1st of August. Extensions are discouraged on mid-contract management, and they're not going to be addressed until all the planning options have been exhausted. Once your mid-contract management practice has been completed, contact your local FSA office as soon as possible to finalize the certification paperwork and provide any necessary receipts and invoices so cost share payments can be calculated and paid. Itemized statements should include when the mid-contract management activity was completed, as well as the charge or cost per acre for the work that was done. Failure to perform plan management activities according to the conservation plan may lead to the termination of your contract and the refund of all payments that have been made by FSA on the contract to date. And finally, power of attorney forms. For those who find it difficult to visit the county office personally because of work schedules, distances, health, or other reasons, FSA has a power of attorney form available that enables you to designate another person to conduct your business at the office. If you're interested, please contact our office or any other Farm Service Agency office near you for more information. USDA Power of Attorney provisions are valid for FSA and NRCS business only, but they don't apply to FSA farm loan programs. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.